everybody. Welcome to episode 53 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
I'm so fresh.
And Dylan Roush.
You can suck my nuts.
And Kate Philbin.
You finished the line, so I have nothing to say now.
That's what happens when you're the
sorry,
intern.
Gabe.
I'm not sorry.
Don't steal my line, motherfucker.
I'm not at all sorry.
I won't.
Don't touch me, motherfucker.
This podcast is sponsored by Tommy Wiseau Films.
Oh, so what's everyone
well,
up to?
See, our listeners are going to be like, God, did they just find out about the room? No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
But tonight, we're very room-friendly.
We're room-happy.
Mm-hmm. It's a friendly, happy room.
It's pretty it's roomy kinda, in yeah. here.
Hmm. Fuck.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey.
What's going on this week?
Oh, well, a little thing called Last of Us is going to have multiplayer.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not
it
co-op.
It is not related to the main campaign.
And?
It could be co-op, but it's not, like, main campaign co-op.
Oh.
So it'll be like Uncharted, kind of, I assume.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be pretty much Uncharted. It'll probably be hardcore mode, like no power-ups.
That's
Final
cool.
Destination, no items.
I don't mean play like Uncharted. I mean, like, you know, like Uncharted's got the single play, and then it's got the co-op play, and then the multiplayer.
I like multiplayer.
Everyone likes multiplayer.
Except in the... Why does that need multiplayer?
Yeah, I didn't think it did.
I don't know. It could be cool.
Yeah, kind of like every other multiplayer game that comes out and it's dead within a year. Like Dead Space 2.
Well, Dead Space 2
was
bad. Horrible.
Multiplayer was bad.
And Visceral knows that...
Pretty sure Bioshock 2's multiplayer is dead.
By now it is. It lasted for a while, though.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Dylan's just trying to push his agenda.
Gun-genda.
My agenda of stop putting multiplayer in games that don't fucking need it.
Oh, said the guy that loves Mass Effect 3 multiplayer.
That's actually the funnest part of the game.
It didn't fucking need it.
It's funner than the main game, that's for sure.
Maybe Last of Us multiplayer will be funner than the main game.
Yeah.
That'd
Who's
be surprising.
Who's to say?
Nothing pleases you.
But what does please you is Source Filmmaker being released to the public, kind of in a beta.
It does,
and that is
me.
That is what Valve has been using to make all the Meet the Team videos. And actually, all of their trailers, they said. It's like all their Left 4 Dead 2 trailers. Everything that's been Source related
the
has,
one
been, has
Dota
come out
2
of Source
one?
Filmmaker. Huh?
That one Dota 2 video.
Yay, Dota!
Doters. I think Harris is the only one of us that actually likes it.
Yeah. So, Source Filmmaker is, like I said, how they made all the trailers, but it's... It seems, like, kind of simpler than regular animation. I don't know, like, just the short trailer I saw, it kind of reminded me of Little Big Planet. It doesn't look anything like Little Big Planet, but it's just, like, seems easier.
It looked like a better version of Gary's Mod.
Yes, exactly.
It was like a combination of the TF2's replay editor and Gary's Mod, which is fine with me.
And speaking of TF2, Meet the Pyro
Man,
came out and rocked everyone's world.
It did come out.
Yeah, well, the video was hilarious. I haven't played with a pyro really since it came out. Then again, I have only been playing the game for like 3 nights, so.
Yeah.
This was the straw that broke Ryan's back.
No, getting
the pyro
guy getting a new PC was... was really the main contributor to my sudden interest in Team Fortress 2.
Good man.
Soon, Ryan will be trading hats and crafting things. And
we'll be, like, waving him a tearful goodbye, saying, like, We taught them so well.
Because they grow up so quick. Because you stopped playing, or what? I don't.
No.
No.
Because now you're one of us.
Oh.
Yeah, when you go off to TF2 college.
Oh. We don't even play the game anymore. We just spend the whole time trading and crafting. Fuck playing the game.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I just idle all day at work.
It's like Pokemon cards when you're in elementary school. You just want to hold them. You don't actually use them.
Yeah.
In your tiny hands.
Exactly.
That's the appeal of the game. It's just trading.
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
Because I haven't traded anything, and I've had fun.
Yeah, but then you'll start getting hats, and that's all you'll care about is hats.
Gots to get the hats.
I'm so obsessed with hats, I have a ton of hats in real life, too. They're all over my room.
It's adorable.
The hats are closing in.
Like, Ryan, when you started playing TF2 and we started talking about hats, you're like, is it anything like Lids?
No, you were like talking Lids? About Hat World. He went to Hat World, or whatever you called it. Hat City. He went to Hat City. I said, what the fuck is Hat City? You're like, crafting hats. Is it anything like Lids?
What the fuck is Lids?
A hat store at the mall.
Store for douchebags.
NFL hats.
Yeah, it's like all the sport teams hats that look really, really weird, and you leave the sticker on
them.
It's
got the flat brim.
Duff beer hat.
Where you got your what?
I got a Duff beer hat there. That
oh, I thought you said no fear hat. I was like, they made hats? Remember those dumbass shirts?
Remember that hat? It's all beat up and fucking nasty now, and like covered in dirt.
From your head?
From my head. Wearing out in the desert.
Yeah.
We know what kind of shampoo Dylan uses.
Dirt
and grit.
Let me tell you, I was disappointed when I straightened my hair and then I washed it and it was no longer straight.
That's what happens.
You
I know.
See what happens, Larry?
I had never straightened it before and then I washed it and I was like, oh, no!
Do you see what happens, Larry?
Not to say I've straightened my hair. Someone did it once when I was in like 7th grade because they thought it
was
funny.
Someone did it while Gabe was asleep.
Ha ha! Gotcha!
Iron in his hair. Woke up. Oh my god. So why are we talking about hair?
I don't know.
And hats.
I don't know. Well, because we were talking about
oh, it's
Team
TF2,
Fortress.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what TF2 can do to a man.
Tears us apart. Well, it's all new to me, man. Like, I had, believe it or not, up to this point, I had never played Team Fortress 2, so, as old as it is, and now, man, it's fun. I can see why you guys play so much.
Yeah, you do. I can't.
Have you played it?
Yeah.
You tried?
Yeah, you've only played it on, like, a shitty computer.
Shitty computer.
Well, yeah, once you get your new computer, then you'll be all like, fuck yeah, dog! You'll say it just like that.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Right now, the only joy I get out of the game is playing melee only.
Yeah, Dylan's running around in the most ridiculous kind. Like you know it's
You're
Dylan.
You're just mad that my demo knight has swag.
That's why I shot him in the face so many times. Because I was just so jealous of his swag.
One day, that strange islander will have 10,000 kills, and half of them will be Ryan.
That's unlikely, but... But, yeah. You gotta wear a parrot on his shoulder the whole time.
Fucking right I do.
I
think that's bad, man. You should see my fucking scout.
What? Why?
He's fly. I've got a boom
No,
box.
Really, he's got a jetpack.
Oh, I wish.
Alright, Gabe, what else is going on?
Well,
we've met the pyros.
After Miyamoto's famous last words of the 3DS's hardware is like the best in the industry right now. They came out with a little updated piece of hardware.
Well, the funny thing is, he didn't necessarily...
The 3DS XL.
He didn't necessarily lie, because...
The hardware's the same.
The hardware's the same, other than the size.
Well, if you go into, like, the meaning of the word hardware, I mean, plastic is hard, and the thing around hard is...
Is wear. It's wearing it.
Do you need...
No. Uh-huh. Hey, but what? It's cool. It's cool because, really... hey guys, like, if you're like, hey, my phone is cool and plays games, but it's just too portable. Don't worry, because not only do we have the 3DS XL, but we have the Circle Pad Pro XL. That's gonna turn it into an original Xbox for your pocket. You're gonna have to buy a fucking backpack.
I see why people are surprised by this announcement. Like,
yeah,
why wouldn't they make
it have a second analog stick? It has to have one for certain games.
Yeah,
like,
but it's not that I'm surprised. It's just that it's ridiculous.
Wow. Well,
it's encouraged.
It seems kind of dumb that their new piece of hardware.
I'm scared of how
like,
big it's
to be possibly
new
like inferior. Well, yeah, they haven't even released pictures of that, but you saw what the first Circle Pad Pro did to the original 3DS.
I know, it's fucking huge right now.
Yeah, no, this is
huge.
This is it's gonna be ridiculous. I think it's hilarious.
It's no longer portable. It's gonna be the size of any of your other consoles except in the palm of your hands. Mm-hmm.
And feet.
you have to balance it on your feet and hold it steady it with your hands, and you don't.
You know,
well, it eliminates it eliminates the need for that stupid stand. You just set it on your feet
for a Kid Icarus.
Yeah,
because it does sound easy.
You just lean it up against your wall and play with it with your palms. You just put your palms on the. They're called palm sticks now. You just move your hands around.
Oh, it's like the world's largest NES controller.
Yes. Only it's a real retail thing that they're trying to sell to people. That they're gonna sell to people. People are gonna buy
this. Like, this thing came out, and I was excited because it's like, oh, it has rounded edges now. I don't have these stupid corners poking into my thumbs. I can actually be, like, almost comfortable holding this thing.
So close. Hey, stop that.
And then
I didn't think it would make noise when I sent you a message. I just sent you a picture of the 3DS.
Oh, that has to be our banner logo.
Well, yeah. To make the joke viable, that has to be the banner now.
Well, I don't know what it is.
It's just, in the
just
chat.
I'll keep it open so I can send you it. That's our new banner.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you should just change it to the 3DS, though.
I mean, this thing's gonna sell.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, it's Nintendo. They don't not sell things.
Except for, you know, when the 3DS came out.
Well, it's because that was
$250. Actually,
I bought it.
One too. Just not as well as they hoped. And then they lowered the price and sold even more!
More than they could possibly imagine.
Well, maybe not that many. I'm sure they could imagine a lot more. But
yeah, perhaps.
Nah.
You won't be imagining any more of the Resistance franchise. Because it is kaput.
Oh, that's
it's
hilarious.
Stick a fork in it. It
fucking
sucks.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. Throw a cat on the grill. Call your mom.
Because it sucks.
Sony says there are no definitive plans for more Resistance games on any of their devices. Insomniac said that they've thought that 3 was like the most they wanted to tell with the story, so after that it was out in the open. Then Burning Skies came out, and that was a world of fun. No, it wasn't. It was terrible.
Oh,
and then
I
Sony
get
came
it.
Out
oh.
And, says, and says, no definitive plans. Which, I mean, if you're a fan of Resistance, sorry, but Why don't you like better things? Yeah, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Just think, we first met Gabe in Resistance 2's multiplayer.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Resistance 2, we wouldn't have an intern right now.
Yeah.
And Anakin. Who
and
had
the guy
eyebrow.
Kept calling me, telling me I was gay.
What?
He spent the whole match telling me I was gay.
Oh.
Little did he know.
Little did he know we had the high ground.
that was like the game night that started way earlier because I just messaged. He's like, "Hey, you want to play Resistance?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." Then after a couple hours, you said, I'm going to take a nap. And then you just slept for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Thanks for joining the game night, which ended at like 2 in the afternoon.
That was when we were having a yard sale at my house, and I got really fucking drunk just in the middle of the afternoon.
I'm day drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
You know, being drunk in the middle of the day fucking sucks.
What? It's from the league. Oh.
when Rafi comes down the stairs in the fucking library.
He throws his beer at the wall.
Yeah. Oh, if you guys aren't watching the league, you should be watching the league.
If you're not watching the league already, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I should have just left that without context.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's plagiarism, man. That's frowned upon.
Anyways.
I don't have a segue for this, so Okami HD is coming out in November.
If you want to see or his this dick fall. In HD.
We didn't talk about that last week? I thought we did.
Did
we?
I think we might have talked about it. I guess, was it official?
I can't remember.
Yeah, no, we totally did. We did. Dylan's like, I bought this game 1,000 times, I'm gonna buy it again, and then went down
remember.
The list.
Okay. Well, you know, it's good enough news to say it twice. Okami HD is coming out.
You know, Gabe, you're gonna get a pay reduction for this.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you want from me?
What's wrong with you?
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Wait,
Journey
thanks, Obama.
Has a collector's edition coming out, and it comes with Flower.
It comes
Flow.
With all the games that aren't Journey. So if you're you're a huge Journey
collector's
fan,
edition,
make sure to pick this
not
up.
Not Journey.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it comes with some. I think it comes with some soundtracks, maybe some concept art.
Pick up the collector's
really
edition
odd.
Of Okami and get Beautiful Joe 1 and 2.
True.
Yeah.
True.
There you go.
Get Beautiful Joe.
And Royal Ready Rumble. What is it? Hot Rocket Rumble? Or
what are you talking
PSA.
About?
PSA. Don't worry, everyone. I finally beat the first level of Beautiful Joe.
God, ooh. You're fucking terrible at that game.
Hey, I've been on the second one. I just haven't played it much. Jeez.
Doesn't mean you're any less terrible.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't deny that fact.
He's never been bad at anything.
Ever.
Yeah.
You don't know the feeling of being shit.
Oh, sometimes.
Well, he's not very good at remembering what stories he covered last week, so there's that.
True.
All right, let's solve problems with Gay right now. It's gonna be. It's time for the airing of grievances.
Lay them on grievance. Me. Yeah, general.
Let's air our general grievance with Gabe.
Gabe's got a bunch of hats I want.
This is true.
Like that sweet ass Astros cap with the flat brim.
I don't give a shit about that.
And the stickers.
His scout stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're back on TF2 talk.
Oh,
that's the only
TF2
grievance I have. Oh, and he's a fucking bastard in that game.
That's right. His mother does
general.
Not play that. Or his father does not play that
from
game.
A basket.
What?
What's wrong with
Wait,
you?
I'm so confused. Are we talking about me or TF2?
You're a fucking bastard.
You're a bastard from
okay.
a basket.
Oh, Jesus, that doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't.
It's not. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Put the hat in the basket.
So what
game Olivia Wilde has no chest?
You got him there.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Take that!
I can't say anything to that. He beat me.
There's no coming back from that.
What do I do?
Nothing.
Where to go, Chris Pine, your nearest, I don't want to finish that. Chevy Blazer.
Chris Pine,
your nearest. Chevy Blazer.
Chris Pine, your nearest
someone,
ice cream
Someone
cone.
Do new releases really quickly.
Ryan, hit us with some new releases.
Alright, let's see. This week we have Skyrim Dawnguard.
Whoa, yeah. That sounds completely uninteresting.
That sounds like something like I'm not gonna play.
You play it for 2 days and then you get bored.
Yep, that's what I, like I said, and this is out this week. Skyrim, you boring ass silly game.
I thought Dylan liked Skyrim.
I did. I do. I still do, actually.
But fuck it.
That's how Dylan appreciates
every Bethesda game. I have the same cycle. I really, really enjoy it for a month without mods. Then I get bored, so then I install a bunch of mods, enjoy it for another month, and then I never play it again because I got so fucking bored. I never want to touch it again.
Oh.
But a year from now, I'll be like, wow, I really want to play some Skyrim. Let me install some mods. And I'll spend like 6 hours putting mods on it, and then I'll play it for an hour and be like, fuck this.
That sounds like a really worthy investment of time. Those 6 hours of mods really sound... yeah, I don't think I'm going back to... I don't know if I can. I still never beat the story.
Me neither.
I can't. I got so bored with it. Which is weird, because, like, I made fun of it for being, like, I called it, hey, have you seen this cave? Because it's the same fucking cave repeatedly. And the funny thing about that is, like, Emilur wasn't really that much different, but I think it was, as far as you're going into the missions, go into this cave and go clear it out. But I guess it was the combat in Emilur was so much better. Than us, because
the art style was cool.
Yeah, the art style was cool. Because let's be honest, like the combat in Skyrim is pretty fucking lame. Like first person swordplay is not fun. Like it's not an exciting thing to do. I don't know.
To be fair, I get bored with all of them. Even Morrowind. Morrowind's my favorite one.
Yeah.
It's just,
it ain't your fault, Skyrim. It's just it's us,
Bethesda's
not you.
Bethesda's fault.
It's Bethesda's.
Okay, it's Bethesda, not you.
Super Morrowind 64.
What? Oh man.
That sounds appropriate.
Yep. Totally. It
looks just as fucking bad. But it's free.
Yes, oh. I guess. Or something.
Nope. Okay, whatever. Fuck it. Yeah. Fuck it!
Alright, the other, next up,
Why is Super Mario Bros. 3 called Mario Bros. 3? Wait, oh, because you can still play as Luigi, okay.
What?
Go ahead.
Anyway.
What are you talking about?
He's fucking in another world over there. He doesn't know what's going on. Next up.
Get out of fucking Nintendo land, you girl.
He got fed up with this one, so he went to his own world.
Anyway, next up on the, new releases, Spec Ops The Line.
Whoa.
I remember seeing that like teaser trailer at the VGAs, I think like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Is that the one with the sand?
Yeah, it's got sand.
Lots of sand.
Oh, yeah. Lots of sand and guns, and there were like some street signs people were on top of or something.
Yeah, it was like a vortex. The guy got pulled into the sand.
I have
vortex.
No idea. I can't really crap on this game because... I've only seen that one thing.
Well, yeah. So, I've read a couple of reviews.
Have fun with Spec Ops The Line.
I've read a couple of reviews. It doesn't sound too bad. Like, I guess they do some, apparently they do some cool things with the story. But, whoa. Like, apparently, like, that's one of the better parts of the game is the story.
Whoa!
And, like, the guy from IGN, Mitch Dyer, like, he really liked it. And then reading Joystick's review, like he said that he really liked. It was Ludwig Kietzmann, the editor in chief over there, and he was saying he really like the story did a lot of cool things, but then it would just like keep like tapping you on the shoulder. Hey, do you feel things now? Do you feel these emotions that were here? Let us show you some more. Like it kind of overdid it, like rather than letting it happen naturally. But it sounded like it tried some cool things and didn't always hit, but I don't know.
It's just, it cares too much. Wants to make sure those feelings are felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was trying to find like a funny user review on Metacritic, but I don't know, I can't.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Way to go, Obama.
What are you doing to our Metacritic?
Way to like focus on like, I don't know, like other things other than Metacritic user reviews.
Yeah.
dick.
All right, and then also Spider-Man. I don't know.
Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man.
I really miss the times where we mention Spider-Man every episode.
I don't.
Well, just hose it off, dummy.
So, Javi, what? Spider-Man, talk about it. You're the guy.
You want to be the guy.
Beanox, man. I don't know about that.
Fucking Beanox.
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting okay reviews. So did Shattered Dimensions. People seem to forget that that game got pretty good reviews, actually, even though it was just basically a glorified beat-em-up. I don't know. I think Shattered Dimensions was overrated.
You're overrated.
Yeah. But you, like, swing on the sky. Like, you can be in a big empty area. He just shoots his web.
Yeah, they got rid of, like, the object, like, hitting objects or whatever. Yeah, I was curious what you were going to think of that, because I read the Polygon review today that Justin McElroy did, and he's a big Spider-Man fan. And I think he put this one, like, third, like, top three in his list now of Spider-Man games.
Well, that's not a hard list.
Yeah,
to get.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Well, you got
like Spider-Man
Ultimate 2, Spider-Man, and Spider-Man 2.
If I had to list them, I'd have Ultimate Spider-Man, probably Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 and Web of Shadows are kind of neck and neck.
I think
neither of those the games were very good.
I think
good,
Web of Shadows was his number one.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the one that Greg fucking hated. That me and him had that argument about.
I'm pulling it up.
Game was good. But or it was okay. But yeah, I don't know. I like some of the things they're doing. Like I like that you can stop time, and it's almost like you're activating your spider sense. Which I saw a review that said that kind of it feels like the player has spider sense. You know, it's like you know your surroundings. You can freeze time and get your bearings in midair, and then shoot yourself. Like and they said it's almost kind of too easy though. But you can like. It shows like a shadow of where Spider-Man can go, like attach to or go to, and you just press a button, and then he automatically does an animation that gets you there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It sounds interesting. It also sounds like it could be a disaster.
Aren't you getting it regardless?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick it up.
That's the cycle with Javi.
I love Spider-Man.
This new Spider-Man game looks really bad. I don't know if I'm gonna get it.
Well, this one doesn't look really bad. Edge of Time looked pretty bad. I picked it up later, though. Like I picked it up like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
For pretty
cheap. And then
cheap,
you liked it.
So. No, I didn't. Oh. Edge of Time's not
good.
You
just bought it, though?
Well, I didn't know I didn't like it until I bought it. But I got it cheap, so... Yeah, but this one I'm going to buy full price. It's an open world, which I wanted. Unfortunately, they... jacked the web swinging, but it still looks like there's a good sense of speed. Like they finally added that motion blur when you're swinging like quickly. Like they haven't had that since Spider-Man 2, which is ridiculous. So I don't know.
Oh yeah, here
I also hate Spider-Man's design. Like he looks like a big muscular like wrestler put on the costume.
It's like they squeezed Batman from Arkham Asylum into a Spider-Man costume.
Yeah, I mean he's not like enormous, but he's definitely a thicker guy. And like Spider-Man is tiny, especially in the movie that this is based off of. He's like he looks like a little anorexic kid. So what the fuck are they doing? And he looks identical to the character model from the other Beanox games. Like he has the same kind of run animation too. So whatever. Fucking hell. But what were you saying, Ryan?
Yeah, I found Justin McElroy's list. It was number one was Web of Shadows, number two, Spider-Man 2, and number three, this one, Amazing Spider-Man. He said two and three are very close. Those are his top three. Yeah. Those are his top three Spider-Man games.
Spider-Man 3, I fucking hated.
No one liked Spider-Man 3.
Well, where did that come from? Spider-Man. I never played 3, actually. It
and
just
then
got
the
such
boss
bad reviews.
Fights and Spider-Man 2 were pieces of
I'm
shit.
I'm going to die. Most
actually,
of Spider-Man
all
2
of the
was
combat
pretty
in Spider-Man 2 was piece of shit.
Getting that kid's balloon was pretty fun.
first 20 times.
Yeah, my balloon!
Fuck you, kid. Great. You're losing that balloon.
To die.
You're gonna
Ultimate
lose that
Spider-Man.
Balloon. I'm gonna fucking make sure you lose it.
Ultimate Spider-Man totally makes fun of that fucking side mission when because you get to play as Venom. And so, like, this kid's all, my balloon! And then your objective is to eat the kid. Which is awesome. Yeah. Nice. I'm surprised Ultimate Spider-Man wasn't on his list. It has a lot of shit that's bad, though, so I guess that makes sense. But I just love the cell shading. It looks really good.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I don't know. This game looks okay. It looks exactly like the scores it's getting, about 7.
Average.
Yeah.
That's Beanox, cool.
Man. You know, this studio seems like it's getting a lot of attention just because it's making, like, passable Spider-Man games. Like, okay Spider-Man games. That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's better in bad Spider-Man games.
Yeah. Well, they made Edge of Time, which is bad. They actually actively said that they've been working on this movie game since Shattered Dimensions came out, and for Edge of Time, they just split off, like, a quarter of their team to go make a game real quick.
Jeez.
And they made it in a year. Yeah.
Edge of Time is the last one that came out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was the one with only, like, 2099 and Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And it feels super, super rushed. Like, and it was. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Woo!
Yeah.
There you have it, folks. Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's the last of our new release list.
Seems all right.
Oh.
I don't know.
All right, so it's time to talk about what we've been up to.
Oh,
Have we been up to anything? No.
Yeah.
It's a lie. We've been up to a lot of TF2s.
It's a lie. I felt it.
Yeah, we've played a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah, Meet the Pyro came with a lovely little update.
Sort of.
Well, Dylan's upset with the update. I love the update. I think that it's a very funny update. It's very different from their past ones.
Why don't you marry it?
Yeah. An update about one class, and that class doesn't get any new weapons.
Hey, didn't get new weapons. It got new whole fucking, like, new way to see the world, Dylan. With pyrovision.
So you can play the game.
It fucking gives you
rainbow
seizures.
And I coined this term when the fucking thing came out. So if you heard anyone say it, they stole it from me. Instead of pybro, it is now a pybrony because of pyrovision. And it turns everything into looking like My Little Pony.
More like Candyland, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, fuck me, right? You know, just trying to say something.
Dylan was not to be disturbed yesterday. He was so mad about this update.
Yeah, Fozzie's actually blocked right now.
Dylan was cursing about it when I came into Skype, and I came in and I started cursing in a mocking tone, and he said, fuck you, and hung up on us. It's like, aww.
I don't even know when Fozzie sent me the message. It was in the middle of the night, and I said, fuck you, and I blocked him.
What message?
I don't even remember. But he was drunk, I guess.
Yeah, but
I don't even think he remembers.
So Dylan's not a fan of the update.
That's sad, because I liked the video a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
And I would have been fine with all those new items if they were actually new fucking items instead of just reskins.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm pleased. I love my rain blower, which shoots rainbows instead of flames.
Yeah, you do. I bet you do.
I do. And my lolly chop, which I actually don't use, but it's a lollipop that works as an axe.
Yeah, well, I'm still figuring out the game, so. Yeah. I'm still not playing
yeah. It.
You will. They all come around.
Oh, I also, I downloaded the new Penny Arcade Adventures.
Whoa.
And
yeah, all I've heard about that game is you laughing at it.
Yeah, too. Well, I haven't played a whole lot of it, but it's, I like some of the stuff they do, because, like, I played, Cthulhu Saves the World.
And that was, like, it was fun for a while, but, like, the random encounters really started to piss me off. Like, I'm just trying to go do this thing, guys. I just want to go over to this place. Oh, I got to fight something else again? Like, it got really bad. So, in this game, they've set it up a lot like, it has the same graphical, like, art style look, kind of, as Cthulhu Saves the World. It's got, I guess, would you call that 8-bit? It's not quite 16-bit, is it?
It's 16.
Is it 16? Okay. Well, yeah. So it's got that look, and then, you know, everything's sprites and all that, and then, but they've set it up a lot like the other Penny Arcade Adventure games, where, like, you can see the encounters ahead of you. Like, there's groups of enemies, and you see them standing there, and you have to go up and approach them and fight them to get it to either advance to certain areas or to get certain items, or to get certain parts of the story. So that's kind of, and it's got the same, you know, funny writing that the other ones had. So far so good. I'm liking it. It's just got that Penny Arcade humor that I like. So that's really the biggest part of it. It's the combat is like most other, you know, RPGs. Like, you know, pick your move and attack, and the enemies are funny names and funny types, and your attacks are funny, and so it's just really
are
centered
there
around
dick wolves.
I haven't seen one, but man, I hope
bet
so.
There are.
That's I mean, the only
the,
thing
the
I
writing,
give a shit about.
The writing is the only appeal that game has to me. Like I said before, I mean, it just looks very generic. SNES RPG. I mean, yeah, I understand it. That's what it's supposed to.
Yeah,
but it's not.
Well, I think they were. I think they were fans of what is it? Zeboid, right? That's the name of the company.
What
the team?
The team, yeah,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think they were fans of, you know, Cthulhu Saves the World, and I think they liked the idea of working with a smaller group that, like, because I obviously no one knows the full story, but there was apparently some kind of friction between them and Hothead. So I think they wanted to go that smaller route, and they liked that style and said, hey, you know, let's.
Well, and I read, Gabe's post where he's like, I had absolutely nothing to do with this one because I hated the development process or whatever.
Right.
And that alone kind of turns me off, because one of the things that I love the most about Penny Arcade is how it looks.
Right.
You know, and also the. And that's what I liked so much about the other Rain Slick Precipice games, is the cutscenes were just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they,
well, yeah, because in the last one, like, I remember reading articles about Gabe. He was talking about like just how picky he was in making sure that every little detail of the characters looked like his art, because he didn't draw most of it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't think he drew any of it.
No, in that post that I read, he said that he just filled sketchbooks with storyboards and
right.
and drawings and all
but
that.
But he didn't draw any of the actual game art.
Yeah, yeah, no, and he handed it over to them, and then their artists just redrew.
Yeah,
and he couldn't get over that. Which to me, I'm like, well, yeah, they're gonna redraw it. I mean, they're animating
yeah.
it and all that. So I don't know, like,
yeah,
maybe
that's, yeah,
that's
I think
his,
that,
that's his little
that's
thing,
his but. You know, psychosis there, you know,
sure.
and like because sure. I remember reading things about like, oh, Gabe's like him telling them like, oh, Gabe's sideburns have three lines here, not two. Like, you need to fix that, like shit like that. Like, he was very, like very protective of his art and making sure it looked exactly the same. And I can see how that would cause friction, you know, like, and I think all the writing is still Tycho's. Like, he did all of the writing for the last one, or the last two.
Yeah, and this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, but like I said, other than the writing, like, I have no interest in that game. Like, it doesn't appeal to me whatsoever.
Right.
Like, I miss the higher production value.
No,
of the other games.
I really like the other two games, but I don't know, I'm willing to give this one a shot. Cause, I mean, like I said, I liked Cthulhu Saves the World. It's just the random encounters really started to bug me, and that it really wore on me, and I just had to stop. But this one, like, and I gave this one a chance. I wasn't sure if that's how it was going to be or not, but I bought it because it's $5. Like, I was like, I can find out for $5.
Well, that's a good thing that they dropped the price, because the other ones were $15 a piece.
Right, and this one's launching on, it's on Steam, and it's launching on Xbox Live Indie. So it's going to be $5 there, too. Nice. Yeah. The only shitty thing is there's no achievements on Xbox Live indie games, so. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it's been good so far. Like, I've liked what I've played. Like, I've been laughing at it, so I think that's their goal. Yeah, anyone else play anything else? It's just been a lot of Team Fortress 2.
I tried playing, mainly Team Fortress 2. I tried playing the new Mass Effect ending, but my PS3 froze.
And that game sucks anyways.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I've been wanting to play that, but, like, for those of you who don't know, I got a new PC this week, so, like, that I've been dedicating all my time to, like, messing around with that and playing Team Fortress 2 with these guys, and so I haven't touched my Xbox or my PS3 at all, because I've been playing around with this thing. Like, even now, I'm recording this podcast on my new PC so I can test out its exporting potential, see how fast it goes.
Ryan's always been jealous of my exporting speed.
Yeah, like, Dylan's like, all right, I'm done. I'm like, oh, I'm only, like, quarter of the way there.
My rendering speed. Yeah. I can't control it. Sorry.
If the guy that has to edit all 5 tracks together has the worst computer of all of us. Fuck.
It's all right. I've got the biggest one of all of us. It's fucking huge.
I don't know. Mine's, mine turns some heads in the size.
How big?
Department. It's a full tower.
This is getting just disgusting right now.
This isn't a penis measuring competition, Dylan.
Is it 3 feet by 3 feet? Because that's how big mine is.
Yours is a box?
Yes.
It's a cube?
He only listed 2 dimensions. It's the hypercube. You have to list 3 for a cube, hobby.
Apparently, Dylan's computer is the AllSpark, so I think I lost
it's
this
It's just
one.
A giant companion cube.
It's enormous. That's partially because the motherboard's enormous. Because I've got like a billion PCI slots and I don't use any of them. Oops. I've been playing a lot of Left 4 Dead 2 lately.
That's a good game.
Yeah, we've got our A-team. Sam, his brother, and his friend.
Isn't that Steam Summer Sale coming up soon?
Yeah, you should pick up Left 4 Dead
2.
That's what I'm saying.
It hasn't even been announced. It's all entirely speculation.
I need to...
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, I'll look into some stuff like that, because if I can get that on the cheap, like, that game's fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
People thought this Summer Sale was going to come today, but... didn't, so maybe July 1st. Yeah. I don't know, we'll see what happens.
Oh, speaking of July 1st, man, getting a new phone. I'm so excited.
Speaking of July 1st, man, moving into a house.
Hell yeah.
House. I'm excited. House. But yo, doing the expansion for Civ 5. That's pretty fun. I already talked about it last week, and it's a fun expansion that's fun.
You would describe it as fun then?
Yeah, I've got my money out of it already.
My money.
You have no rights.
Well, Javi, have you been playing anything?
No.
Nothing. Nothing at all. I played a little bit of Predator on the NES last night.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing you and Fozzie were talking about that.
Yeah, we were watching Screw Attack play, and then I started playing it on my thing, on my computer, so...
But weren't you then bitching about the way they were playing, so Fozzie was like, I want to see you play it!
Yeah, and then I did, and I was pretty okay. I was better than they were. I played some Banjo-Kazooie Grunty's Revenge for the Game Boy Advance.
Don't worry, guys. We're bringing you all the hottest, newest games.
Up in history.
Well, nothing is really coming out that's all that interesting right now.
Well, since last week, I played through Lollipop Chainsaw again on hard. That's a lot more challenging. I don't think I'm going to play that game again for a long time. Or for a while.
Yeah.
Just kind of burnt out on it. Right. But it was good. It's probably one of my favorite games I've played this year. It's fun.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm going to see Spider-Man on Monday. Huh?
Holla.
Mm.
I'm actually nervous. Like, I'm trying not to think about it. Like, I feel... This is really stupid. But, like, since I've invested so much of, like, I don't know, I've just been...
You're afraid you've overhyped it in your head?
Not overhyped it, like, because I never expected it to be, like, groundbreaking or anything.
Oh,
like,
I do.
I'm scared that it's gonna be bad. Like, I'm really nervous. I don't know why this is...
It's gonna be incredible, and you know it.
Incredible. No, like, see, like, from its inception, I remember everybody, like, 99% of people who heard that they were rebooting Spider-Man were pissed off about it and shunned the movie immediately. And it took until, like, maybe the beginning of this year for people to start coming around. And I was defending it that whole time, especially, like, I was keeping up with who's directing it, I was keeping up with who wrote it, with the once Andrew Garfield got put on board, I did all this research and watched a bunch of his movies, found out he's fucking awesome. And then, you know, of course, Emma Stone got hired on as Gwen Stacy. I was like, all right, sick. That's great. You know, just all this stuff, all this good news kept going into place to support my support of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
And then we're so close. Like, the movie comes out on Tuesday, and this is, like, either going to justify or vindicate me, or I'm gonna be a hack.
it's like it's your son's first clarinet recital.
Yeah, I'm really nervous. I'm like scared it's gonna suck. And I don't know
what is happening right now.
I'm really nervous. Something's happening to me.
Well, if we're gonna talk about movies, I saw Moonrise Kingdom.
Well, like, okay, well, Prometheus that, came out and that disappointed. So I'm scared.
I wasn't disappointed by Prometheus. I almost threw up during Prometheus. I can tell you that much.
Why?
It was so good.
Was it?
It's so good. I almost
was
threw
there
up.
A snake scene or something?
There's a fish in someone's
there,
eyeball.
There is a snake-esque thing in that movie. I won't get into anything else.
It's an earthworm.
There's
you
one
asshole.
Scene. Okay, it's an earthworm, but it also slithers, and that freaks me the fuck out. But there's one scene that's, like, the best scene in the movie, and fuck, like, after it was done, it took me, like, It took me, like, a few minutes to process it, and then I was like, oh, fuck, no. No, I'm not throwing up in a movie theater I'm all by myself at. Like, I had no friends that were available this day, and I was like, fuck it, I'm seeing Prometheus. So this is the first time I ever went to a movie by myself. It's like, if I throw up, for the first time I go to a movie, all on my lonesome, I'm gonna feel really fucking weird.
Hey, it's better like to throw up in a theater than in my car.
Well, I've thrown up at a movie theater before, but my friends were there,
the
so it wasn't
bucket.
Quite as bad.
And
I threw up in an icy
floor.
Cup. So
we went to see Mission Impossible 4.
I had amazing
game.
Aim. She threw up during a Mission Impossible 4?
She threw up in the bucket. The popcorn bucket.
In a bucket.
Because Javi and her got really fucking drunk, and he threw up in my car.
Oh, that's classy.
On my,
and then I
on
threw,
my
no,
suit.
No, no. I threw up in your car, and then we get out and go into the theater, and I'm like, all right, I gotta go again. I walk to the bathroom. I threw up in the bathroom, and then we get into the movie theater, and I'm, like, just covering my face because my head is throbbing so bad. I look at Eliza, and she's, like, grabbing my arm, and she's like, oh, my God, what have we done? And then she throws up all over the floor. And Anto gives her his popcorn. He didn't give it to her to throw up it.
The best part, Anto's brother is holding the popcorn bucket for like 10 minutes
the
after
movie.
The movie.
And
yeah,
he didn't
like,
know.
Dude, it's
he
full of
know.
Throw up.
It's like, thank God I didn't try to eat it.
Oh, now I'm going to throw up.
Well, I went to see Zach and Miri make a porno with my friends.
Let us fuck.
Yes, that one. But beforehand, I ate about six rolls of eel sushi.
Oh.
And this was my first experience with food poisoning.
Oh, no.
So, we're at the end of the movie, and I have like, a large icy, and there's, like, a little bit left, and I've been feeling sick for the last half hour. And at a certain point, I think it was, like, right after the guy got shit all over his face, I was like, this is, oh, God. So, like, I downed the last bit of the icy. I looked at my friend next to me, I said, I'm so sorry. and just threw up in my icy
cup. So why did you bother doubting it? Because it came right back, buddy.
Because I wanted to make sure there was room.
Yeah, but you just put it right back in.
I didn't have time to think.
He said he was sorry.
I didn't think to look to the stranger on my left and say...
I think the worst throw-up experience we've had was our buddy Matt took a shot of wheatgrass.
Yeah.
And so it came out green.
Didn't he fill, like, the whole parking lot in front of Harmon's just with, like, a giant puddle of green?
Yes.
You know, we just caused, like, 30 listeners to vomit, like, in the past.
You know what I mean? Well, we're breaking new ground, though. We're breaking new ground.
We are so sorry.
I'm not.
I am unapologetic for my actions. I am apologetic to both the stranger next to me and my friend Kyle when I threw up during Zach and Mary make a porno.
This is the best story ever.
Awesome. If you had waited until you saw fucking Jay's balls in the R2-D2 thing, just start throwing up. Oh, balls!
It's so horrible because I always, like, take... Well, it was, like, good, kind of. I always take the top off the icy so it doesn't make the, like, annoying scratchy sound with the straw. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah,
yeah. And so that thing was gone. But, like, I filled the icy cup to the brim with this nonsense, so I had to carry this thing like a fucking bomb to the nearest trash can when the movie was over.
Why didn't you just leave it on the... Oh, wait, that's kind of a dick move. Never mind.
Yeah, what do you mean, why didn't I just leave it on the floor?
Yeah, that would be terrible.
We did with the popcorn.
just leave it in the armrest.
Oh, no.
It has a cup holder.
So we were talking about Prometheus. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Prometheus.
When I first saw it, I really liked it, and now when I think about the plot holes, I'm kind of mad about it. There's a lot of fucking plot holes in that movie.
I still like it.
At least you didn't leave a cup full of blue sushi.
Eel sushi.
But blue eel sushi.
It wasn't blue.
You're fucking terrified of snakes. How the hell can you eat eels?
Well, I mean, they don't look like snakes when I put them in my mouth.
It's not like Snake Surprise.
I think Indiana Jones is actually one of the reasons I'm so terrified of snakes.
I saw
that movie when I was really young.
That movie made me scared of monkeys.
What, Indy 4?
It's alright, I'm scared.
Don't worry, kids, he's alright.
Shit.
What was with that prince that looked like a girl? And he had the voodoo doll. And he's like,
prince.
I had.
Because Indian kids are sexy.
What?
Because Indian kids are sexy.
You people are the worst.
So,
I'm so sorry to everyone.
Indiana Jones, how do you feel about Indiana Jones 5 being kind of...
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think that's
What if it does?
I saw Indiana Jones 4 in the theater, and I remember the refrigerator scene. And when it landed and he got out, half the audience started clapping. And I was just like, put my hands to my face. I was like, oh, no.
Put my hands on my head. No. I like this.
Fuck that movie.
I've never actually seen Indy 4, but I've watched the Plinkett review of it so many times.
What Jesus is
wrong with me?
Part time.
Part time.
Yeah, I guess it's time for some listener mail, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Part-time. Sorry, we talked about throat for the last.
Yeah, we apologize.
I love that. That was the best conversation we've ever had.
What's weird is I brought up Moonrise Kingdom, and then Javi mentioned Prometheus.
And I didn't even, like, talk about Wes Anderson at all. What the fuck?
Well, because we got into this great conversation about
Pew. I could have had a big conversation about Wes Anderson, because you mentioned that movie, and then I didn't.
Have you seen Moonrise Kingdom yet?
No, I didn't know it was one of his movies.
It's my favorite movie of the year. Yeah, like, I said, I'm sorry, Joss Whedon, I'm sorry. Avengers is amazing.
I haven't even heard of it, and you're like, oh yeah, it's directed by Wes Anderson. I was like, what?
I had a conversation with Javi twice, actually, about Moonrise Kingdom. Like, I brought it up, and he was like, I haven't heard of that. I was like, it's directed by Wes Anderson. Who's Wes Anderson? I'm talking about my conversation with Javi. No, with Javi. Javi. This is me talking with Javi, Dylan. Javi. We had this conversation twice. Both before I saw the movie and after it. And I said, it's the guy who directed Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. And then both times...
Zissou.
I said
Steve Zissou!
Zissou! Oh, wow. What was I saying? I can't remember. I've been fiddling with something in my hands. I just broke it. I've been fiddling with like these pliers that have been in my room. I don't know why, but I just broke them. I don't know how that happened.
Well, come on, Wes Anderson. Who's that?
He's the director of The Life Aquatic and The Royal
Tenenbaums. Steve Zissou.
And then both times, Javi said, well, "Yeah, Dylan has a boner for that guy." I was like, yep, said that last time. Yeah, Moonrise Kingdom is... I don't want to say anything about it,
because like,
I don't
want to
spoil
it.
Alright, so it's
but
left for listener mail.
Fuck shit, go see that movie. So good.
Wow!
Zazow!
Steve Zazow!
Speaking of wowing...
Moonlight Kingdom!
Speaking of what?
I can't.
Well, let's do that mail.
It's gonna break.
All right. Message.
We got Josh and Dosh.
We do.
Don't we?
We do. On
we
Twitter.
Do. We do.
Ask
all right,
about
Tweedly Beats.
The 3DS and its comical
size. First, he asked about. Okay, I actually got TweetDeck installed earlier while we were someone else was talking. So
hey, don't worry, I got it.
Okay, go for it.
Sorry, okay. I'm browsing.
Well, since it's all about me right here, Ryan. He says, I noticed Gabe has a giant afro. I'm sorry, Justin, I shaved it about like a year and a half ago. Where the fuck have you been?
Man, that ain't true.
That ain't true. Not according to my cartoon.
Yeah.
What shampoo and conditioner does he and the rest of the nation use? I personally am biased towards Head and Shoulders.
Yeah,
that shit,
baby.
That shit makes your hair as soft as something that's really super soft.
I use an Axe 2-in-1.
Oh, okay.
Because I like... Well, like... Okay, I understand the stigma behind Axe, but their shampoos and their deodorants are... One, they smell great, and two, they're really mild. Like,
and that three,
they got a bad rap.
Conversations I've had with Ryan about women makes me think it actually works. So go pick up Axe body spray 2-in-1.
Well, they got a bad rap for their body spray.
Yeah, the body spray was god
whatever the
awful,
hell it is.
Man.
I don't know. Axe nonsense, deodorant, cologne, deodorizer,
Gabe,
body.
Like before we started recording, we talked about this question. I said I use Axe body wash. I use snake peel body wash, and Dylan's like, "Fucking
No, their body sprays were so strong.
Yeah, no,
and that's
terrible.
Why.
I mean,
yeah, they're
god awful. Those came out when me and Dylan were in junior high, and just every fucking kid in gym class would just cover themselves in it,
right.
And it was like, ugh, like you could taste it.
Yeah,
it was awful. So yeah, Axe got a terrible reputation because of that stuff.
Yeah.
I bet you that's not
because
even
the body
like...
spray that fat kids use to fucking cover themselves.
Yep.
Yeah, which wasn't hygienical? Is that the right term?
They had BO, like, and they used a fucking Axe to just
body
cover
spray
themselves.
Body spray
and it
is
never
never worked.
Is glorified, or it's like really shitty cologne. It's not.
Well, it's like a really shitty combination of cologne and deodorant, and it doesn't do a good job as either.
It's not really deodorant, though. Like, deodorant is supposed to stop you from sweating.
Well, no, that's
you
if you get an
fresh
antiperspirant. Most deodorants just deodorize.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
yeah, it's a really shitty. It was a bad combination that was bad at doing both things. Like that body, that body spray was the worst thing. So, but their shampoos and their deodorants are very mild and smell really good. So,
chicks dig them.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hey, chicks out there, if you dig guys, it smells like snake peel. let us know, because that's what I rock.
I will never support anything that has the word snake in it.
No, you won't.
But as far as shampoo goes, I use Head and Shoulders. It's fucking
I guess he just asked shampoo and conditioner. I was gonna say for soap, I use the Dial for Men, or is it Dial? No, it's Dove.
If we're gonna get into, I don't really care what body washes like it is. If it's there, I use it. If it's there, I use it.
Well, I use the Dove for Men like soap bars, because it's soap that is good for your body, and then you can also wash your face with it, so it's great.
You keep saying
what's up with that Dove? What's up with the Dove chocolate?
I have.
Like, why is that a thing?
I don't think that's made by.
Haven't you ever been washing your hair and just.
So
no, like I remember seeing that for the first time. I'm like, what the fuck is this soap company making chocolate? It's probably has nothing to do with each other, but they look very similar.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
So,
well, they had the molds.
Talking about manly body washes and conditioner. Well, I use Women's.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I have Suave pomegranates for my hair and some other pomegranate one body wash. That has like little beads in it.
I mean, is it really fair to fucking distinguish soap by gender?
I don't think so.
Well, I think it's just
like
a lot of
fruit.
Time.
It's for women. It smells like
pomegranates.
Snakes and dog tears. It's for men.
I actually had
smells
to,
like dog tears.
when I go to Austin, a lot of times I stay at my friend Ben's place. And in his guest bathroom, like, he never goes in there. And there was this bottle of... The only thing he has in there is a bottle of Zest body wash that smelled so strong. Like, this was on par with the fucking Axe body spray. And so I used it, like, a couple times. And, like, it got my allergies just all fucked up. I was like, dude, this is... What the fuck is this? He's like, why do you think I put it in there? So like I went to the store and bought like some of the body wash of the same same soap that I use, like the Dove for Men or whatever, and put it in there. I just leave it there, so anytime I go into town, because he never goes in there, so it's always there, so anytime I go into town, it's sitting right there for me to use. And the funny thing was, like, the day I bought it, like, there was a couple other people staying with him that weekend too, and so I was like, I bought it, I was like, it smells really mild. And, like, the other people that were staying there had already showered, but I got up, went to the store, and then came back with it, and then took a shower.
You went
and,
to
like,
the store all stinky?
Yeah, I did. I sure did.
Probably the most interesting shampoo I've ever seen, though, is the stuff my cousin has to use. Have an afro, Mr. Justin Doss? Like, my cousin has, like, 70s straight-up nonsense, like, it doesn't get wet. Like it's water resistant almost.
That's pretty fucking cool. Yeah.
Wait.
Cool,
so
Mel Gibson hair.
I wasn't.
So he has to use shampoo that has like tar in it. Oh. It's called like I just
oh,
looked it up. It's
horrifying.
Called like Paragel Tar Shampoo for like extreme dandruff cases.
Oh. Wow.
And because like shampoo like can't reach his scalp, so he has to use this stuff to not get dandruff.
Wait, I wasn't done with my story, Gabe.
Well, you know, I interrupted you, and that's the greatest thing about this podcast.
But wait, so I went and bought that body wash, and I used it, and I was like, I walk out, and I'm sitting in the kitchen with like the other people that are staying with him, and I'm like sniffing. I'm like, man, I was like, maybe the stuff I bought isn't as mild as I thought it was. And then I realized it was the other two people sitting next to me, because that shit smelled so goddamn strong on both of them. It's like, oh, poor people. They smell bad.
Poor people.
No, no.
Damn.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Obama.
No.
Oh. Yeah, they smelled god awful. That stuff is terrible.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's terrible.
I'm happy if my women's products.
I'm glad you are.
I've got a falafel as well.
Falafel?
Falafel. Falafel.
He washes himself in falafel.
Mm. Oh, hey, God. Your skin isn't as soft as mine.
Or oily.
Or vegan.
I don't like falafel.
Alright. And Justin's second question. He says, okay, serious question. What is the benefit of the 3DS XL if the resolution
it's
is not
huge.
Better?
It's huge! No,
games will look more terrible on true. The screen.
Yeah, Gabe, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, that I mean, that's what it's gonna mean.
Jackass.
I'm okay.
What is the benefit of the 3DS XL? You can get a really good forearm workout when you're playing it. There is the benefit.
It's fucking huge.
That's pretty big.
It counts as your carry-on when you travel.
Yep. You got that? Yeah, you have to slide it under your seat in front of you.
You know, not many other portable devices can really have that under the belt.
Yeah.
But it also, it apparently has a better battery life than the 3DS.
It's fucking huge.
Yep. That thing is like a fucking laptop.
Damn.
Isn't it? It's basically the Vita and then another Vita, right?
Well, almost, actually.
I saw the picture of it next to the Vita. It's the same width. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous. I hope it's, like, super thin,
it's
though.
Fucking huge.
So, like, when it's...
Yeah, it looks as thin or a little thinner than the 3DS now.
I'd like it to be, like, an...
Because the 3DS right now is pretty fucking thick.
I'd like it
thick.
To be, like, an iPad, like... Pretty thin and smooth.
Nice. Oh, what like sandwich? When both screens are on top of each other, you want it
no,
to be as thin as an
open,
iPad?
Just be...
Okay.
Who
okay.
Do you think
okay.
I am? You'd be able to like slice through things if it was that thin.
Yeah.
That's what you'd be able to do with it.
You can use. It has like a fucking handle attachment, so you can use it as a chopper.
Yeah, you can break into doors by using like as a credit card instead of just throwing the giant 3DS XL into the window.
Well, into the door, which it'll shatter.
Into the door, or into just the wall, really.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, it's the same thing as the DSi XL, and people were all happy about that. They said that made games look pretty good, actually. So,
you know, it's a weird thought.
See what happens.
Like looking at like old technology, like old stuff from like the early 90s or the 80s, like a printer, like and how it's at the time it was so cutting edge and like you couldn't imagine like just throwing it in a field and watching it break and shit because it's like, oh my god, it's so expensive. Imagine like what the equivalent, so like 20 years from now or 30 years from now and just like taking an iPad. You know, like, brand new iPad and just being totally cool with just throwing it as hard as you can against the concrete. Like, we're going to get to a point where that's totally acceptable because it's so obsolete, but that's amazing.
The funny thing about printers is now you can almost, like, if you run out of ink, you can almost just go buy a new printer for the same price as new ink cartridges.
That's true. I actually need to buy
fuck
new
it.
Cartridges.
I'm throwing out this printer.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but anyways, what was Justin's question about the?
He was asking about the.
And what is the benefit of the 3DS?
It's fucking huge.
He's saying that the screen, the games will look worse because the screens aren't high resolution. I don't think that's true. I think because the screens are bigger. It doesn't matter if the resolution's not higher. I mean, it'll look, you know, fine. It's just like the games aren't in HD anyways, so I don't. I think it'll look okay.
It'll be all right.
I mean, the PSP Go I always said better than a PSP just because it's the same amount of pixels on a smaller area, which makes it look a lot sharper, but. I don't know. I don't think it's too crazy. I don't know.
But what really has to be said is, why the hell isn't there a freaking second analog nub, whatever the hell you want to call
it, man. Slider. I'm so pissed off.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Worst oversight ever. Yeah.
Bunch of dummies.
Well, so if you look at the track record before, Miyamoto said, like, 3DS is what it is. And then after 3DS XL came out, Iwata said, we're not going to upgrade the 3DS any more than we just did. So if they, like, stick with that, like, kind of schedule, there will be another 3DS, I think, in another week and a half. So, you know, maybe that one will have a second analog stick.
Speaking of food, I had wings last night, thoughts, and they were, like, awful. Like, they were just, like, coated in, like, marinara sauce. So it seemed like... No, but I had a headache last night. But yeah, they were, like, really red, but, like, tomato-y. I don't know. It was not good. And it took a good, like, hour and a half to get...
I'm all about the garlic parmesan wings.
After we ordered it. Like, I was like, let's get the fuck out of here and get some food, because she obviously forgot. And then all of a sudden, some guy shows up. Hey, did you guys get wings? And we're like, oh, god damn it. So, yeah, that was dumb. I had waffle fries, though. Fucking I thought they were pretty good. And Father's like, those are the worst waffle fries I've ever had. I don't know. What was up with that?
What's up with that? What's up with that?
Yeah, so I guess
a that's... Lot. Anyway. I guess that's all the questions.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was incredibly interesting.
Yes.
I thought so, too. Mm-hmm. I thought so, too.
That was actually pretty entertaining.
Alright, well, I guess...
All our vomit talk was super entertaining.
Wait.
Javi, you owe me dry cleaning!
We never... Guys, we left her at the door for this long!
Oh, no!
She's been at the door! I am so sorry!
Sorry, Lori.
I am gonna leave that in.
Yeah.
Hi, Lori. Sorry, Lori. You sounded like Gabe.
Almost.
Well, now that you're here, let's get out of here. This has been episode 53 of Game Over Nation.
We left all of our throw up.
She never came because we left our bucket of throw up on the floor. I'm sorry. That's we won't treat you that way again.
That's me. Damn. Hi, doggy. Okay, bye.
So,
that's it for episode 53 of Game Over Nation.
Indeed.
Until next week, goodbye.
same
bat website, channel.
same
puke
time.
Channel.
Are we not gonna hype the Twitter?
You wanna do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, you guys, follow us on Twitter. We're at Game Over Nation. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at Airstrike Rhino. You can follow Javi. He is at Javi G-O-N. We've got... G-0-N. Dylan, are you back to Dilanosaurus?
No, I'm still Dr. Raw Dog.
Oh, we got Dylan is at Dr. Raw Dog. And then Gabe, who is at RabbitWombat9. Donate if you like what we do. If you're listening and you're like, hey, these guys are pretty cool, you can donate on our site. And also go to iTunes.
You think, hey,
subscribe.
These guys are pretty cool, and then subscribe.
Also, yeah, and then also leave a review that says, hey, these guys are pretty cool, or, you know, whatever you want to say.
or, I think this should be mentioned. We going to be at PAX.
We
baby.
Are going to be at PAX.
We going to be at
PAX.
Other
than the Raw Dog.
Yeah, the Raw Dog will be missing in action, unfortunately.
But
I can't explain what he's going to be doing because we would be kicked off of iTunes, but yes.
Yep.
We are going to be at PAX.
We will be at PAX. We will be there.
Let us know
if
you're going to be at PAX.
Yes, let us know.
And we will
find
you.
At PAX.
No, you find us. I don't want
to. I'm not going to be running around with no fucking map.
I don't want to look.
Justin said he'd be in the courtyard.
Yeah.
There's no courtyard.
Where the fuck is he? But all right, yeah. So there you go. There's all the housekeeping.
Hey.
So we're done.
Hey,
we're done.
That's it. Believe the hype.
Bye.
All right.
That's it.
Bye.
Till next week. Goodbye.
Yep. Okay.